What's wrong? You haven't touched your chum.
No, thank you. I don't really eat chum.
Yep, me neither.
Karen, have you fed Spock yet?
No. Does he not consume power from his battery?
No. He consumes other stuff.
Are you still hungry? Okay. How about a nice, a napkin dispenser?
Gee, Spot'll eat anything, huh?
One humongous meal later.
No more, Spot. You literally just ate us out of house and home. Fine. You're still hungry? I'll give you all the nourishment you'll ever need. Here, I synthesized a perpetual nutrient pill. It'll keep feeding you so you'll be full. Forever. Huh?
Hey, Karen, is he supposed to be getting bigger?
That was not in my calculations.
It's gonna stop soon, right?
Well, you see, SpongeBob, I didn't program the pill to stop. Ever.
I gotta be careful with you. One wrong move and you'll blow the whole ocean sky high. The good times never last.
Gosh!
Karen!
None of my sticky notes said to turn Spot into a behemoth!
Well, this wouldn't have happened if you had trained him properly.
I'm a busy man. You should have been following my instructions.
Excuse me? I am your computer wife, not your computer maid. I slave all day over a hot keyboard.
Oh, so everything is my fault. It's all ones and zeros with you, honey. You probably made Spot bigger than me on purpose to make me feel small.
I should not have settled.
Look!
Spot! I think he's dividing.
Oh, he doesn't like it when Mommy and Daddy fight. Come on, boy. Come to Papa. Come to Daddy.
Come on.
Spot!
Oh, I can't stay mad at these cute little faces.
Well, I'm still a little mad.
<I don't>.